Today, we wrap our summer hobby series with a hobby that requires two things, strong mechanical skills and a lot of space. To his good fortune, Wendell Kelch has both those things. His hobby, antique farm equipment. He collects, restores, and generally worships the old farm machines from his home base in Bethel, Ohio, just outside Cincinnati. Kelch says his love affair with tractors began on his family farm.
When I was 10 years old, I got my first tractor, my first antique tractor. It was 1966, and I guess from then on, I've just been collecting tractors and going wild with it. And my oldest tractor is 1908, and my big tractors are like 1915, 1917.
So these are the machines that really made America what it is. These are literally the plows that broke the plains.
I've got pictures at home of, like I say, tractors like these literally turned the prairie sod over the first time. And what's really sad is when they built these tractors, they felt like in 5 years they would no longer be needed. So after the prairie sod was all turned over and the two world wars come where they needed scrap iron, these tractors weren't needed, and the majority of them, 99% of them, got sent off to the scrapyard.
Mr. Kelch, just how big is your collection?
It varies. When I married my wife, she had 60 tractors and I had 40, and we always laughed and joked that I married her because she had more tractors than I had.
Wait, when you married your wife, she had how many tractors?
60 tractors.
Was that part of the attraction?
No. You give me a lot of trouble.
It was just a package deal, I guess.
It was nice that she had it, yeah. Like I say, her husband had died, and he'd been a tractor collector also. Of course, she always laughs back. She said, well, I had all these tractors. I'd give somebody to take care of them. So through the years, we've taken our tractors and have sold the more common ones off, the ones that are not near as rare, like maybe sell 20 tractors and buy one more rare tractor and kind of condense our herd down to we're in the 50 to 75 numbers now.
So did I hear you say you call this a herd of tractors?
Well, it's been called several things, but sometimes we call them herds, you know. Most of the time I call them ladies, and sometimes they get called bad ladies.
Oh, really? Is it really? Do you really call them bad ladies, or is there another word you probably used?
It's a B word, probably.
Okay, yeah, I figured that's where you were going there. Where do you keep all these tractors?
We have two Morton farm buildings that are packed to the hilt, and then what won't fit in the buildings fit outside.
If I were to take a walk through one of those barns, what would I see?
Okay, I have several tours a day, and obviously I save my best to the last, okay? I've kind of teased you a little bit. To me, to take you out and show you the best tractors I have, and then go to the next barn where all my not as desirable is, it's kind of a letdown.
So when you finish that tour, what's the piece de resistance? What's the fireworks at the end of this tour?
Okay, the fireworks at the end is the final building. And I always keep all the doors shut because you have to go in through the right door to get the right effect, okay? Then I'll let you go back there, and usually what you'll see then is the side view of my 3060 Mogul tractor.
Because you've been teasing me. Now I see the big gals.
You see a side view. It's probably 25 feet long. The back wheels weigh 3,400 pounds apiece. It's 11 and a half feet wide. The tractor weighs 23,000 pounds. It's bright red with green.
Tell me, how much do these gals cost?
The Mogul I bought several years ago, and it was $80,000. And then we spent probably another hundred some thousand on it.
My goodness, that's a lot of money.
Well, it is. It's back to everybody has different priorities or different things that are important in their life.
You have so many tractors there in your collection, but what's your absolute favorite?
That's very easy. I've got a 1908 International Harvester Friction Drive. But it's my hands-down favorite tractor. It's the oldest tractor. It's small. I can haul it. And it's just a princess. When you walk up to it, you just want to grab it and hug it because every once in a while a tractor comes along, it really loves to show itself off.
Well, Mr. Kelch, thanks so much for telling us all about your hobby. It's been good to talk to you.
Okay, thank you.
Wendell Kelch was speaking to us about his lifelong hobby, his passion, really, collecting and restoring antique tractors. And by the way, Kelch says his favorite piece is a friction drive. That's a gasoline-powered engine that uses the friction of two pulleys to propel the tractor.
To see one of Kelch's tractors and explore the other hobbies in our series, go to npr.org.